Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic is going to blow your mind a little. Ever feel like time is constantly slipping through your fingers? Like 1 minute you're sipping your morning coffee, the next you're staring at a calendar filled with appointments that seem to have magically materialized out of thin air. We've all been there, right? Well, buckle up because today we're diving into something called daikuni and learning how to use it to actually be more present in our lives. Sounds like magic, I know. But trust me, this stuff is game-changing. So, what exactly is daikuni? It's a fancy word for the study of change over time. Think about your favorite band. They might have started out playing totally different music back in the day compared to their latest album. That's daikuni in action. Their style evolved, changed, and grew over time. And guess what? We're constantly evolving too. Our thoughts, feelings, experiences, everything is always changing, always moving forward. The cool thing about understanding daikuni is that it can actually help us become more mindful. You see, when we're glued to the past or worrying about the future, we miss out on the beauty of this very moment. We get caught up in this whirlwind of what-ifs and should-haves, and forget to just breathe, be present, and appreciate what's happening right now. But by acknowledging that everything is constantly changing, even us, we can start to let go of those anxieties. It's like realizing the tide is always coming and going, and instead of fighting it, we learn to surf the waves. Now here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice mindfulness through daikuni. 1. Embrace impermanence. This one is a biggie. Understand that nothing stays the same forever. Your job, your relationships, even your favorite coffee shop, everything is subject to change. Embracing this reality can actually reduce stress and anxiety because we stop fighting against what's inevitable. 2. Focus on the present moment. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. When you find your mind wandering to the past or future, gently bring it back to the present. Engage your senses, feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, hear the birds chirping, taste that delicious coffee. 3. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be as simple as having a roof over your head, a loving family, or even just a great cup of tea. Cultivating gratitude helps us shift our focus from what we lack to what we already have, and that's a powerful mindset shift. 4. Let go of attachments. This one can be tricky, but it's essential for living a more fulfilling life. Sometimes we cling too tightly to things, people, or even ideas. When we let go of these attachments, we create space for new experiences and growth. Remember, happiness comes from within, not from external possessions or circumstances. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments where we feel lost. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling overwhelmed by a big project deadline. Your mind is racing, thoughts are bouncing around like ping pong balls, and stress levels are through the roof. But then, you take a deep breath, remember the concept of daikuni, and remind yourself that this feeling won't last forever. You focus on your current task, break it down into smaller steps, and celebrate each accomplishment along the way. Boom. Suddenly, the mountain feels more manageable, and you regain a sense of calm and control. See? Daikuni in action. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to practice mindfulness through daikuni. Remember, embracing change, being present in the moment, cultivating gratitude, letting go of attachments, and treating yourself with kindness are all key ingredients for living a more balanced and fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever experienced a situation where understanding the concept of daikuni helped you feel more grounded and at ease? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's create a community of supportive souls who are embracing change and living with intention. And don't forget to subscribe to The Stoic Way so you never miss an episode packed with wisdom, inspiration, and a whole lot of real talk. Until next time, keep on stoicing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.